moved at wild speeds. Still, I knew it was going to take me a long time to get back to where I started. Damned soul catcher. I heard the voices of mocking crows. I saw a village that looked familiar. Some would say all Yuengbao hamlets look alike. They do, pretty much, from what I've seen. But their temples vary radically, according to the wealth and status and age of the town. I'd seen this temple before, weeks ago, when I was searching for Goblin. I had, in fact, glimpsed a girl who looked so much like Zara that I wanted to cry when I left Smoke's world. I paused there, drifted around, watched the villagers about their early morning business. Everything seemed typical of a Yuengbao hamlet, from all I had heard. Even though it was the middle of winter, there was work to do. People were getting set to do it. It was a very prosperous town, very old, too, probably. The temple was large and looked like it had been there for ages. A pair of mighty two-headed elephants formed pillars to either side of a door as tall as 3 Yuengbao men. The two-headed elephant represented the god of luck among the Guni. I recall One Eye saying luck took that form because it was powerful and two-faced. Oh, that must be the girl I'd seen before. The ringer for Sari. She came out of the temple looking exhausted, sad. Could this be the same woman? The earlier one had looked like a slightly younger version of Sari. This one looked like an older one, after having gained 10 pounds in several years. She had that incredible face, but both her hips and breasts were slightly heavier than Sara's had been, and she was ill-kempt, something Sari never was, even in the worst of times. This woman was dirty, ragged, in despair. But she did look so much like Sari that I wanted to go to her and take her pain away, whatever it might be. I drifted closer, almost enjoying my own self-pitying pain, wondering why the woman wore white when almost all Yuengbao, except priests, dressed in black, except on special occasions. I could ask Tai De when I got back, if I ever found the way. I was so near the woman, I could have taken her into my arms and kissed her had I been in flesh. I wanted to. She resembled Sari so much in her face. Had Sari had cousins? I know she had uncles because at least one died during the siege of Dejigore. She might have had aunts who stayed behind, too. The party of pilgrims had included only a fraction of the Delta population. The woman in white looked square where my eyes would have been. Her eyes widened. Her skin went pale. She let out a shriek, then collapsed. Several old men in colored robes rushed out of the temple. They began trying to bring the woman around, gabbling at one another, too fast for me to follow. She regained her composure as they helped her to her feet.
"I thought I saw a ghost,"
she said in response to insistent questions.
"It must be the fasting."
Fasting. It didn't look like she'd been missing many meals to me. So, she had sensed my presence, eh? Worth remembering. But I had a battle to get back to. I was no use to anyone down here, all but lost. I found the road out of town, followed it in a direction I believed would eventually bring me to Taglios. From Taglios, it would be an easy course to chart south. Chapter 27. I did not have to make the trip the hard way. Not long after I found the river, my whole universe began to rock. After its third unnatural shaking, I began to feel pain. Twice more, and I went into darkness, passed through, and came up to awareness inside One Eye.